This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And away we go. Yes. You have the U.S. seal of approval on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side with lots of things. Okay, so let's start some trouble. Ready, ladies?
Ready.
Okay. President Biden's pick for Surgeon General, somebody named Vivek Murthy, has been paid $2 million in the past year for coronavirus-related consulting and speeches, according to the financial disclosures that are available today in the Washington Post. Murthy received hundreds of thousands of dollars in consulting fees from companies like Netflix, Airbnb, Carnival Cruise Line. The filing shared by the Post shows that Murthy made more than $540,000 in consulting fees from Netflix, $410,000 from Airbnb, and $400,000 from Carnival.
Was he a private doctor?
Apparently, yes.
Okay,
so well, I'm wondering whether this is good or bad.
But who cares? Who cares? What's the problem? I mean, this is capitalism, right? That's the whole rallying cry of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the issue?
The issue is being made by the Washington Post, and I started the last half hour by taking a shot at the New York Times and them basically trying to make an argument which they argued against.
What's their argument?
The information. The argument is that somebody shouldn't get $2 million in fees and then work for the government.
I actually would say the opposite might be true.
The
right?
swamp would be drained if you were to go against this, the grain
like
of that
saying,
thinking.
Oh, yeah, you can't make a lot of money on speaking engagements or book deals either.
Yeah.
More appalling when people make money after they leave the government. I mean, the reason people in the government know about you is because you have a career, and that career was a lucrative career, it sounds like, for this guy. So it doesn't bother me that he's in this position. The conflict of interest that I'm way more concerned about, that no one seems to be really pushing, except, and I don't know why this has become a conservative liberal thing, but the conservative publication.
Because everything is a conservative liberal.
Well, it's stupid. Right? It's stupid. Yeah. It is stupid that we can't agree on some stuff that would make this country better. And Peter Daszak, who is the guy who took money from the National Institute of Health and funneled it directly to that Wuhan lab, and then was given the job by Facebook to create the algorithm as to which posts were appropriate about COVID, that to me is a major conflict of interest. That to me tells you that the corruption runs deep, and that he was able to tell people whatever they want, you know, whatever, that it, that this was...
I think that guy is a scumbag, but he was still operating as a private business entity, though. That's why Facebook hired him.
Which guy are we talking about? Is a scumbag?
Facebook hired a really bad choice.
Oh, okay.
But this guy is really bad. Peter Daszak, and he runs, what is it, Eco Health Alliance, I think, is his company. And so what was happening, and this is why Dr. Fauci can sit there and look like a doe-eyed deer when he testifies before oath or under oath in front of Congress, is that he was funneling money, government and public money, or private money,
excuse me,
to Peter Daszak, who was sending sending that money to the lab in Wuhan, the Institute of Virology, so that they could do gain-of-function research.
He was washing them.
And this guy was also sitting on the World Health Organization committee. He was also tapped by Facebook to help create this algorithm. So, you know, if someone said, this virus, I think it came from a bat, they were pulled off of Facebook or their post was tagged with something about false information. And it was all because of this guy, even though it turns out that those people, the millions of people who were posting the truth about COVID, were shut down by this guy. So he controlled the entire narrative of COVID.
Let's go back to Murthy for a second. He apparently was up for confirmation for the same job in 2014 when Obama was president, and he didn't make it through. So this time around, the same stuff is coming up. They expect to maybe get him confirmed,
but
narrowly.
It's about more than just him making money off of speeches. We probably need to see if there's some other
controversial
stuff.
Joe Manchin, who is the key to Democratic votes, whether they like it or not, he's a gun rights guy, and he voted against Murthy in the first confirmation hearing. He is on this committee. He doesn't know how he's going
to
vote.
With, I don't get it.
Well, the health issues sometimes they play into this.
Well, this guy's big thing is opioids. And in 2014, I don't know that really people were ready yet as a whole, as a public, if we were really ready to talk about opioids in the way that we're very willing now. And so I think that he would pass through. Just based on that. I mean, we have a huge opioid problem.
And that was something that Trump
worse.
Did. That was
Trump,
really,
yes. Trump
really
brought attention
good.
To that. And yeah. so, but nothing really, you know, they had the
numbers
had
started
the
to decline. Yeah, with some of the programs, I actually interviewed the last Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, and a lot of the numbers that were coming out indicated there was at least some small declines in usage. But the problem is that so much of this is coming across the border now. The problem is skyrocketing once again because there's just more drugs.
Well, and the pandemic has been
speaking of things coming
addiction.
Across the border, illegal fireworks, and what has happened. There are a lot of people, you know, we've talked two or three times in the last 2 days about people getting killed or these accidents. But nobody's been talking about the air quality that happens, and I don't know whether that's a big to-do or not. Certainly where you are, Jennifer, in Southern Cali, everything is a focus on air quality. And so how many fireworks did you see, and what was the general of people happy about the fireworks?
I saw one firework.
You won.
That's because I spent all of the 4th of July in the emergency room. So I saw one firework at 11:30 at night, but I heard they were really bad. Like, my dad's neighbors were saying how terrible they were. There's just a lot of people.
Up in that
a lot
neighborhood?
Of people, yeah,
that's a close-in neighborhood. Ooh.
Yeah, with fire risk. I mean, that was part of the deal, is that it's been so dry. By the way, Vivek Murthy was the Surgeon General under Obama. He was confirmed. He was Surgeon General from 2014 to 2017.
I thought he was not confirmed the first time.
Okay, so then that's a really bad
It was a narrow confirmation because he has done he's done what a lot of conservatives don't like to hear, and that is say that gun violence is part of public health, and so that's always been controversial.
That's why Manchin's on this Okay, all right. So traveling. Now, because we're into Tuesday, the 6th of July, so people who went away last Thursday and made a long weekend out of it, traveling, it looks like I didn't encounter a lot of traffic, actually, on my trip to upstate New York and into Vermont. Didn't have a lot of traffic, that's the, sort of the middle of the sandwich. Now that people are coming back, there's a travel surge. More people on airplanes this weekend than has been the case since a year ago, March, when the pandemic
because
started.
Because of it, there's a lot of travel issues, too, right? A lot of flight delays, a lot of crew issues, a lot of route issues.
American didn't have enough planes nor enough pilots and crews to man the flights that they had scheduled, so they had to cancel a bunch of them.
And I had read a bunch of stories this weekend that said this is only the beginning, that they're actually expecting more of this kind of stuff throughout the summer because I guess more and more people are expected to fly.
Well, it takes them 3 weeks to get the planes back into working order. Most have been parked out in the desert in Arizona or Southern California, and they put them out there because it's dry and they don't have to worry about the planes having any rust issues when they park them out in the desert. So they can go back to them. In many instances, some planes get parked for 3 or 4 years and then they go back into service, and they want to make sure that they're, you know, they have to go through them a lot to make sure that they're okay. But putting them in the desert sort of and covering up the engines and, you know, covering up all the windows, you know, they can come back to service fairly quickly. One of the things I did mention, Jennifer, while you were gone, or was this, did I mention this yesterday or was it last Friday? The United buy of all those planes. Did I talk about that? I can't remember which day it was. All of the Boeing MAXs, after they were grounded, Boeing kept making the planes, and United bought, announced last Friday, or Thursday, they're buying every single one of them, all of them. that were built. They have it was a huge deal for them because Boeing is selling them at pretty much cost, and United gets to update its fleet, and people will forget about the Boeing MAX in, what, a year or so? People won't even think about it. So listen, smart move for them. And that'll help to move things along in terms of getting planes back in the air fast enough. All right, how much violence was there recorded with the 4th of July? A lot of heat.
A lot of people getting shootings. I don't like this idea now that if you talk about the fact that crime is on the rise, that somehow you're racist, because that has been a narrative that has come out.
I've heard that a lot. I'm sorry.
That should not. I don't want to see black, white, brown, orange, yellow, pink, whatever people. I don't want to see people die. I mean, my goodness, I don't know why that is a racist
yesterday,
thing when you're upset by violence.
So here's an example of that. Yesterday, a half a dozen guys screaming around, driving around in a car. Most of them were high, and four of the six of them were black, a couple of Hispanics. They were chased down Route 95 at about 115 miles an hour, and they finally got pushed off the road and arrested, and people were making a big deal out of it. Oh, see, look, they're on both sides. So these black guys are all high all the time. Or on the other side, well, look, here's another bunch of guys that are arrested just because they're black. So there's no win to this. That's the unfortunate thing. But the creation, you're not making things up. This, you know, you look at it and that's the reality. Now, why is it a reality? I suppose it's something else. But the reality is there were four black guys and two Hispanics. Okay, so what conclusion do you draw from that? Maybe some people nothing. Maybe other people could say, oh, the cops just chase black people around and Hispanics. Or other people would say, oh, well, all the crime in the country is committed by blacks. Neither of those statements is correct, but you can hear people saying that.
In the middle is true, and I think if we just start dealing with reality, I mean, the fact is that in Chicago this weekend there were 88 shootings.
Unbelievable.
The most violent weekend on record. Yeah. In Los Angeles, there were 12, over 12, I think, actually, in Los Angeles that were killed this weekend. I mean, come on. That is too much.
Unbelievable. Yep. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Boy, things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, here we are. Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You want me to sing along to this, Victoria, or not? We really actually don't have time for me to sing because we have a lot of things trending. I know it's awful. Sorry about that to the people who love to hear me sing. But we have to have Jay get into position here for the social media report, Who's Zooming Whom, a movie actor who talks about another movie actor in just a moment.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get to this, Jay. Stephen Dorff, an actor that you don't recognize by name, but you would certainly recognize him if you saw a picture. He's one of those actors. Says he's embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson. And why would that be?
Yeah, he's totally slamming the new Marvel film, Black Widow. Calls it like a bad video game. Says he's embarrassed for ScarJo. He was talking in an interview with the UK's independent outlet, and it was kind of a bigger conversation about how he feels the film industry at large has just become this big game show. People are selling out to big studios. He was going on and saying he would never want to be in the Marvel film, and
well,
it's like,
probably
well, good,
doesn't have
not
much to worry about there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, yeah, he wants to be in these more like films that have a lot more depth to it. Well, he needs to look at his own IMDb page because dude was in Blade, Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, American Hero. He was boyfriend in Britney Spears' music video every time. So sit down, bruh.
All right. Talking about the Black Widow, looks like Mariska Hargitay was invited to the premiere screening in the Hamptons over the weekend. A lot of people went. There were big-name stars. Apparently, she didn't come out of it whole. She was at, it was, this was at her house, right? After the screening, she had a group of people come in, and she was running around trying to be the good host, and she fell down and broke her ankle. So, what does that do for what's going to happen? They'll start shooting. Well, now I wonder if they'll start. Normally, they start the fall shows in July, so Law & Order SVU may get put on hold. I know when my pal Tucker was shooting the first episode of Debris, he fell down, broke his ankle, and it was about 6 weeks before he could limp on. You know, he did his best acting to not look like he was limping, but he was. You could tell he was limping. So I wonder what happens here. You know, you look at this, they took her to a hospital with her husband, Peter Herman. I always get a kick out of it because everybody thinks her husband is Maloney. And her husband is, let's see, how do we do this? Bridget Moynihan's ex-husband on Blue Bloods is actually, in real life, Mariska Hargitay's husband.
You well, he's that, also, ladies? Peter Herman is also the star of Younger, which everyone our age knows about. So, yeah, he's right. Crossed over in a lot of different ways.
Except you're younger and I'm not there.
Well,
okay,
no,
what
he's
about...
He's on, for the older crowd, the Blue Bloods people Blue Bloods. Would know him. And if you're under 40, you know him from Younger.
Got it. All right, Jennifer Lopez and her life with Ben. That's trending. So what's the scoop here? Not that it's anything we haven't heard before, yeah?
She is living her best life. And she acknowledged it in an interview.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? That's nice. Don't you wish that for everybody?
Well, it's the first time she's talked about... She didn't mention Ben by name, but it's the first time she's acknowledged that she couldn't believe that, you know, her life has come back kind of full circle. And something she thought would never happen again is back in her life, which is obviously Ben.
Kind of sweet. All right. 28 and a half after the hour here on the DJV program.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to President Biden's 2020 campaign. The Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania received $50 million cash from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That's an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. A teenager is dead after deputies said she jumped out of a moving car while arguing with her mother Monday night on I-45 in Houston, Texas. Lieutenant Cook from the Harris County Sheriff's Office on KPRC 2 News.
On arrival, deputies learned that a juvenile female was confirmed deceased.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only three deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with one death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including two police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The boss is back in Broadway, but he's taking a few days off to support his daughter, who is on the U.S. Olympic equestrian team. That's how we get started this half hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. All right, so ladies, what do we think? I don't know that much about her daughter. I know that she is in a group of famous offspring that spend the winter down in Wellington, in the horse arenas that are down there. Jessica Springsteen has made the Olympic team. I don't know what else she does. She's one of the top equestrians in hunter-jumper stuff. There's a federation of that group, and I know a lot about it because I was with somebody for a number of years that was involved in all of that stuff. So this is a big deal, though, I think, for her, isn't it?
This is huge to get to the Olympics. Yeah. Yeah. They only choose four riders.
Really?
So I think it's two guys and two girls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good for her.
Yeah,
and
this is big.
He's going over to watch, right, isn't he?
I would assume if your daughter is in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have a lot of friends in the horse world, and he goes to a lot of her you know, her competitions, and he, as soon as someone spots him, he leaves. He really, he does not want any of the attention on him. He's been asked to do a million interviews and stuff, and that he always declines. He really just wants this to just be about her.
Yeah, should be normalized in some way, shape, or form, if that's the deal. All right, let's see who else is in the news today. Quentin Tarantino is in the news for a couple of things. He's got a new child whose name is Leo, and I think I saw a headline. Look out, there's another Leo in Quentin Tarantino's life, making reference to DiCaprio. So what do we know about this theater? The Vista Theater, is that a big theater?
It's Los Angeles. Yeah, it's definitely one of the iconic ones for L.A., and it's one of the many
I know it. It's on Sunset Boulevard. It's kind of an interesting...
That was shuttered because of the pandemic. So he bought it, and he's going to have it reopened by Christmas.
And what sort of flicks is he going to show in there other than his own?
He will have a bunch of any new films that come out that they send him actual film, he'll play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so there you go. It'll be a regular, normal kind of a theater then, in a sense. Right? Didn't that sound like what... It sounds that way to me. I'll go over there. I love going to the movies, and I love some of these there are a lot of movie houses that have been around in L.A., Hollywood especially, but certain parts of Santa Monica has some old theaters, but most of them you see in Hollywood, and some of them have been closed down for a long time, and guys like Tarantino buy them, fix them up, and they have a good time with them, and the locals love it. They love that sort of thing. So, anyway, good. That's cool to know.
And it's such a great throwback whenever you have those classic theaters where it's just one screen. You don't have all the different screens. It's not, okay, now which theater am I in? Oh, it's 10. It's 9. It's just the one.
Yeah, right. Well, I liked it when I was a kid. You're going to really think I'm aging myself. We used to have double headers, double features.
My mom told me about this.
Your mom?
Yes, I'm not joking.
Okay. Yep.
It's like, oh, right. You used to get two movies for the price of one. It was a double header. Yeah.
It was the original binge watching.
Right.
Yep. It was, exactly. Yeah, it was cool. I liked it, Frank. I had a lot of fun. In the old days of Cinerama and that sort of thing. Okay.
The olden days.
Yes. The goldie, oldie, money. Yeah, the moldy days. So the cargo plane that went down, is this the Russian plane? It crashed off the coast of... No, there's two. There was a cargo plane that went down near the coast of Hawaii, and there was a Russian plane that crashed in East Siberia or someplace, right? 28 people?
Yeah,
Gonzo?
There was an Eastern Russia plane that was, I think, all Russians. I don't know about the second one. The Russian one was the one that I had seen that got a lot of coverage, but I don't know what this one is, the second
right.
one.
Well, here it is. It's a Boeing 737. And people say, well, was it a MAX? No, because it was a cargo plane. It was trying to return, actually, to the airport in Honolulu. It took off. I don't know what a 737 is doing out there, because 737s generally have just enough to get from Honolulu to any place else on fumes. Now, even if it's an extended range, an ER plane, they just don't have the fuel capacity. And so that's not what the problem here was. It had taken off, and it had a problem and went back again. And it's not a MAX. It's an older 737 because it's being used for a cargo plane. Matter of fact, 46 years old. Flying around the islands, though, is not a big problem. It wasn't going from, let's say, from the west coast of America to Hawaii. This is an inter-island operator, and they use a lot of the older planes. So, all right. So what happens from there? There's no... The sort of report from the local television station in Honolulu, and you can see where the plane just... It took off and then just came back around and disappeared. Huh. So, anyway. And it's never good to hear those things, because we all start thinking, okay, those plane things happen in threes. So there's two of them. Where's the next one?
No, right? I have to fly on Saturday.
Oh,
jeez. I'm terrified of flying.
Why? It's the safest way to travel. No reason to terrify.
But if something does go wrong, I mean, I know the whole thing.
Not much you can do about it.
You're more likely to get into a car accident on the way to the airport, but you're already on the ground.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You will be.
I will be fine.
Yes.
Everything will be fine.
Talking about famous daughters, Andrew Cuomo's daughter, is it Michaela? Is that how you pronounce it?
Michaela.
Michaela?
Mm-hmm.
She's come out as a demisexual. Okay, it stops right there for me because I don't know what a demisexual
is. I have to admit that's a new one. I've never heard of that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not super sure about
that. So here's
one.
The definition. It's sexually attracted to people only after a strong emotional bond has been formed. Okay, shouldn't that sort of be like
everyone? Everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
So what's the headline here? We're always evolving. So is this just attention grabbing?
No, it's a legitimate thing. It's on Wiktionary. I mean, it's a real thing. She's not the first one to say that.
No, I get that, but why is she saying it?
So it's more about the sexual attraction, where like pansexual is you're attracted to
everybody.
You'd be attracted to anybody. So demisexual is you're only attracted to somebody after that emotional bond.
A strong emotional bond has been formed.
What's the who is it that's attracted to everybody?
Pansexual.
A pansexual. Where'd that come from? Who came up with that one?
Well, pan being the word for, you know, multi, right? So pansexual, yeah.
Okay.
I have not heard of this one. I have learned something new today.
Yeah, there. Good.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, listen, I'm here to help. The condo collapse and people. So if Warren Eckstein were here, I would be asking him, and maybe we will when he visits with us tomorrow, what about the pets? Because you know that building was full, as most of our homes are and our lives are, filled with pets.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking that question, at least nobody that I know of. The rescue workers are still looking for people, but apparently there's a group that came over there to start looking for the animals. There were 18,000 names on a petition to stop the demolition until they found the animals that were associated. So I thought that was pretty interesting. How do you get 18,000 names unless people are really hot to trot for something like this in just a matter of a couple of days?
Oh, stop the demolition.
Right.
I can't go down that rabbit hole because then I'll just be in a seriously depressed funk.
I know.
It's so awful to think about that.
International Kissing Day. All right, how about we do that for a little bit? If we go back in time, we can thank the Romans for the practice of kissing. They described kissing in three forms: a friendly peck on the cheek, a loving kiss on the lips, the most passionate kisses on the mouth. I think it's probably other places, but anyway, that's the top three. In Roman society, when, where, and how you kissed was an important indicator of how you were in the social stratosphere. The caste system. The term French kiss, likely coined by American and British servicemen in France during the First World War, who noticed that French women were more open to employing the use of the passionate technique on the American and British folks who were there. French actually didn't have a specific word for their mouth-to-mouth kiss until recently. The verb galocher in French. How did I do? Is that okay? Galocher in French?
I think it's galocher.
Galocher.
R's always A. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Galocher. Kissing with tongues was added to an unofficial French dictionary back in 2014. Le Petit Robert. How's that? Is that better?
Better. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Le Petit Robert. All right, so I'm not going to go around the room and find out who likes the French kiss.
Ew!
Have you ever ended a relationship, though, because somebody was such a sloppy kisser, you're like, I'm drowning. Like, we're not going to do that again.
Don't you know that right away, though? Like, you don't get into a relationship with someone who's that bad.
How soon after you meet somebody do you start kissing them?
That's true. Sometimes you gotta try on the shoe before you buy it.
Yeah. All right, so how about some personal dirt here? When was the first time you kissed Lewis, Victoria? What did you feel?
A very long time ago, we were all in a friend group, and we hooked up one night, and it was not good. So,
good.
And like 5 years later, we kind of circled back, and it's been fine ever since. But yeah.
Okay. How about you?
Figured you figured it out. you practiced until it got perfect.
Your father is listening.
He got a lot better.
Yeah. My husband, when he first saw me, he loved me. Really? We were best friends for a long time, and he professed his feelings for me and then grabbed me and planted a big one on me. And it was really good. And I was like, okay, let's roll forward.
Was that the first time you kissed, though, the way he grabbed you and planted him on it? Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, we were genuinely just best friends. Everybody thought we had a secret romantic thing going on, but we didn't.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Hi, Dad. How'd you like that? It's 46 past the hour here on the DJV program. The pandemic and our susceptibility to all the things around us. We learned that one fast, didn't we? Bacteria, pollution, viruses, allergens, and the fact that they all pass through our nose. I don't know why we didn't think about that before. We kind of take, or used to take, our nose for granted. Not so anymore. The importance of your nose and keeping it clean. Well, if you wash your hands and you brush your teeth in the morning when you get up and before you go to bed, at least that's what I do, or take a shower or something. And so the next step is to continue in your routine to clean out your nose. Proper nasal cleaning is pretty easy thanks to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the only nose cleaner that has powered suction. So you clean out the stuff.
It takes all of the work out of your hands.
Yeah.
You literally just hold this thing up to your nose, and it does everything for you. That's why, that's honestly the ease of using this is why it's my favorite thing. I just love it. There's no tilting of your head. You don't have to feel like you're drowning with a neti pot. It's just so easy. No mess. It's amazing. And
no
this
mess,
is a little
no
gross, but you can see on the bottom, you can actually see all the mucus what that you, it sucks out of your... Yeah. So you see the results.
Yep.
It's true.
It's like gross, having a colonic in your nose. Okay, Navage.
Yes,
that's a visualization. Navage. Hold on to that.
But it's true. Navage. It is.
Yeah, it is. All right. Okay, Navage is backed by a no-question-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Buy it online at Navage, NAVAGE.com.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the Chief Medical Officer for Medicare Advantage Products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, Victoria and Jay have the pleasure along with me to introduce you in a moment to Charles Curry. Chuck Curry in Movie Moments with box office totals, even though yesterday he gave us some. The weekend continued, so see if we can get an update on that. Plus the passing of a very famous director we want to talk about in just a moment.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
I was expecting the theme from Superman. What's this? I don't even know. What's this movie music?
That is Cyndi Lauper's song from The Goonies, a movie that Richard Donner directed back in 1985. Richard Donner, Doug, as we all know, passed away yesterday at the age of 91. Responsible for helming some great movies like Superman, the movie back in 1978, The Goonies in 85. The Lethal Weapon franchise starting in 1987, 1, 2, 3, 4, I love that franchise. He did the horror movie The Omen, which was a massive hit in the 70s, and he did the Bill Murray Christmas film Scrooge. A terrific talent. You know, he really opened the door back in 1978 and show that you could make huge, epic superhero movies that would be great, audiences would flock to, and that really, like I said, opened the door for what we see now in the Marvel and DC universes with all these superheroes being so popular at the movies. But I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I don't know how much he was involved in the overall casting. I think it was a lot. His casting of Christopher Reeve as Clark Kent Superman was iconic. And if you look at The Goonies, which is a very popular generational movie, his casting of that actress, Ann Ramsey, as Mama Fratelli in that movie was brilliant.
That was great.
I mean, she's awesome in that movie. But a terrific career, and by all accounts, he was a really good guy. That is a definite loss for the industry. Richard Donner, 91 years old.
Yeah, but you look around at what's around today, like Quentin Tarantino and some of these people, the formulaic directors. By the way, Tarantino bought a theater, a fairly small theater in Los Angeles, and is going to reopen it by Christmas, the Vista Theater.
Okay.
Which is one of those
Well, I know he owns the New Beverly. He owns the New Beverly, which they only show 35-millimeter reels, do a lot of classic films. That place is extremely popular. That's good. I mean, to keep theaters open, that is a good thing. I just want to point out one more thing. Today is the birthday of Sylvester Stallone. Believe it or not, he turned 75 years of age. I think one of the most important talents in the business since the 1970s. Yeah, he redefined a lot of things in the industry. And it's interesting because the character of Rocky Balboa is really generational. My daughter's 15 and absolutely loves watching the Rocky movies, and I tried to explain to her the other day when we were watching one of them that he really introduced physicality into movies in terms of you can give a really good performance like he did in Rocky and have the movie be very physical and athletic in nature, and he paved the way for the action movie star, him and Schwarzenegger, Rule La Rouge, for, you know, a couple decades doing that.
How many movies have they done together?
The club like Seagal.
How many?
I only think one. They did two. They did. They did a movie. They did a prison movie.
About
10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think they were in one of the Expendables movies together.
Yes.
But it was a rivalry when they were at the top of the peak of their career. But both. If you like action movies, they both...
You mean they didn't like each other? What was the... What do you mean?
Yeah, like sort of like an ego thing. You know, just like trying to top each other.
Schwarzenegger
but,
wins.
They become
well,
friends.
I don't know.
They
it may not
friends.
Be because of Rocky... I was going to say Rocky.
But I just want to point out one more thing.
Ability.
The Academy did a great disservice, I think, to the industry, not giving Stallone an Oscar for supporting actor in Creed. He won everything else, but didn't win the Oscar.
Yep, absolutely.
And he deserved it. And, you know, for that character, that was a massive missed opportunity.
I 100% agree with you. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man Movie Moments on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.